The holidays are all about sharing with family. Meals, couches, stories, grandma's secret pecan pie recipe. And now, you can also share a cart with Instacart's family carts. Everyone can add what they want to one group cart from wherever they are. So you don't have to go from room to room to find out who wants cranberry sauce, or who should get mini marshmallows for the yams, or collecting votes for sugar cookies versus shortbread. Just share a cart and then share the meals and the moments. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
I'm Anna Garcia with True Crime News, the podcast. Every crime tells a story. Every story demands justice. True Crime News, the podcast, covers breaking crimes, investigating high-profile and under-the-radar cases. Every week, we dive beyond the headlines, exploring the effects of violent crimes on victims and search for justice. We hope you join us as your weekly source for True Crime News. Listen to and follow True Crime News, the podcast, on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
How you feel about Beyonce's performance? 713-572-4610. She seemed to steal the show. I'm not going to lie to you. I saw a lot of people hit the exits. As soon as that thing was over, 17-2 at the half, I saw a lot of people
hit the exits.
I'm not going to lie to you. I'm walking up to the game, fellas, and I saw people dressed for different events. I saw people in Texans uniform jerseys. I saw people head to toe Texans. I saw people in Baltimore jerseys, and then I saw people look like they was going to the Renaissance tour. I saw people in platinum. I saw people like in cowboy hats. Like, they put their outfit together for these 12 minutes that they were going to get for Beyonce. But I mean,
like B. Scott said last time he was on. The Texans game at the Beyonce concert.
Oh my God! I can only if you remember how that first half came to a halt at about 32 seconds, and then D'Amico kept running and calling timeouts, and then there was an injury to CJ, and it was sitting there at 11 seconds, and then John Harbaugh called a timeout after a third down, and it was like, I know people was out there. Damn it! Get this thing on the road. We're here for the concert.
Where's Queen B?
Where's she at? But man, she was fantastic as always. I've seen her in person a couple of times. She was something else.
It got me to wanting to see a live show. I've never seen her live.
You ain't never seen her live?
I've never seen her live. Now, if that's the level of production that you have at a halftime game, at a halftime performance, I would imagine that an entire show is wild.
Crazy.
So. Now, if I'm going to complain, I didn't appreciate the first whole damn near whole song was in the tunnel.
The tunnel. You didn't like the build up, the walkout?
I mean, I get it. It's for TV, and it was on the big screen, and I enjoyed watching it. But I was like, damn, when's she going to come out of that tunnel? You got 70-something thousand out here waiting on you.
Hey,
come on now,
hey, Tyler. Hey, Clint's a commenter. He said, hey. He said, where the hell is she? Where is she? Is she coming out? Is she coming out in that car? Right there, she is right there. I said, no, I don't think she's coming out.
Hey, she was in a car, and I'm watching her ride off, and all of a sudden,
she's on that stage.
Car pulls up in that tunnel, and she's on that stage. I was like, how'd that happen? She had to have a body double. She had to.
Clint,
she never got out of the car, and she just popped up on the stage in midfield.
When she started Texas Hold'em, Tyler, Clint said, how the hell did she get on that stage? She was just in the back of that car, wasn't she?
I mean, she was in the back of that car. I thought, because I'm trying to watch. And then somebody came up and talked to me when I was trying to see how she got off the field. She stepped on that turf. I wanted to see how they got her off that field without people going nuts. And then I lost her in the scrum.
Like, how the hell did she get out of here? No.
Yeah.
She brought Post Malone out. He was sitting on the back of old pickup truck, you know, with denim draped all over it. I thought that was a solid move. Her daughter was out there.
Yeah, that was
solid.
Yeah.
Shaboozy, big tall dude.
Yeah.
Did you have that?
His hair. Yeah, you asked me during it. His hair, I didn't recognize.
I mean, I didn't realize he was that tall. Or did he have stilts on?
I didn't. I don't know. His hair didn't look like, I don't remember his hair
tall
looking like
dude,
that the
man.
Last time I saw him perform on Thanksgiving. in Detroit. But anyway.
Yeah, I'll be honest with you. I had some family and stuff at the house during the halftime performance. So it was on the TV. But I didn't really hear much of it. Like, as far as, I'm sure she was great vocally like she always is. But I'll tell you what, from what I was seeing, what I saw, it was a good performance.
Somebody just texted.
Never hard to look at.
I mean, my lord!
Look, I mean, the reality of it is that where we were, the acoustics suck. I mean, you can't like.
Yeah, you've always talked about that at NRG, though.
It's like going to the rodeo and expect. I mean, unless you've got like an acoustic Chris Stapleton, like she had so much going on, there was a lot of distractions. If she'd have been on the field in the middle of the field by herself just singing, then it'd have been a different deal. But she's got so much going on.
Yes,
there's a lot of noise around her. Yeah, there ain't no doubt.
Someone texted in and said she's hot, but the performance was awful. Like, I don't understand. I mean, to each his own. I just don't understand how you looked at the performance and everything she got in 10 minutes and be like, man, that performance sucked.
Yeah.
Like how they put that together.
I think the thing is, when you look at like the level of production, I know it wasn't a Super Bowl, obviously, but I think you immediately go to, because she used the whole field, multiple cars, dancers everywhere, band. You immediately go to comparing it to some of the better, you know, Super Bowl halftime shows. And which I think is probably a tad bit unfair, given it was just a Netflix game, Christmas Day game.
And I think they have longer time than that. Yeah. No, she was fan. Mm. Listen, I mean, this may not be a shocker. I'm not a big country music fan, but like, I watch Garth Brooks, and Garth puts on a damn show. I can watch it and appreciate. Like, he is in it. Like, he's. I mean, he looked like he's. I mean, I would like to see what his Fitbit looks like when he gets done, because he sweats. The thing, even though it may not be my cup of tea, I can't say, man, that dude's an awful performer.
Yeah.
That's weird. But one thing that is making the rounds is, if I'd have told you all, 713-572-4610, those of you on YouTube or Twitch, and I said, there's one player on the team that posted an autograph immediately after the ass kicking 31-2, immediately after the game, an autographed shoes that he got autographed by Beyonce.
No, that was not Beyonce.
That was not Beyonce. Who was?
We cleared it. It was the artist that made the shoes for him.
Oh, okay. I was gonna say. All right.
I screenshot and zoomed in. It was the shoes. Whoever the artist that designed the shoes that he was wearing signed them and put on their, you know, pair 25 of 70 or something.
Hello.
So it wasn't Beyonce.
Oh, okay. All right. Well, shoot.
Which it doesn't matter. I mean, immediately following the game.
Even worse now. I would have felt better if it was Beyonce. Now it's this person that is a no-name, but directly after the game, he's out there putting a photo of signed shoes he just got after that ass-kicking.
Well, the interesting thing with that is Laramie Tunsil, by the way, for those of y'all that are wondering. I mean, after that embarrassment, the first thing on Instagram is an action shot of him from an angle where you can see the shoe, the inside of the shoe where it was signed, and then with it, another up-close shot of the shoe. I think he was just holding it at that point.